The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Now, if you're a VHI customer, your plan may be about to disappear. VHI is doing away with some of its oldest plans and some of its most expensive plans, and there would be some of the most popular options as well. Do you remember the old Plan B? I think we were all on Plan B at some point. I got off it years ago because it was costing me a flipping fortune. But now the VHI are scrapping some of these plans. I would have thought, great, because if you've been on these plans for years, you're probably paying too much. Am I right? I'm joined by Dermot Good, Total Health Cover. Dermot, am I right about that? If you're on these, you're probably paying too much. Anyway, good morning.
Good morning, PJ. And yes, I would agree with that. I mean, we've been flagging these plans for the last 5 to 7 years. Like, these plans provide good cover, but we've always questioned the value for money return. And just to give an example, PJ, most of these plans, like, they're costing anything right now from just under 2,300 up to €3,400. In fact, one of the plans, you know, Plan B options, which is on the market over 30 years, it's now called Health Plus Extra. That plan in March of last year was 2,950, today 3,400. So a retired couple on that plan already would have to find an extra €900 just to stay on that plan. So they do provide good cover, but they are very, very expensive. Now, the reason why a lot of people stay on these plans, and it's predominantly, I would imagine, of most of the 100 to 150,000 people who will be impacted by this, it's a lot of older members. So people listening to this, you know, it's your parents, your grandparents. It's people who are older, who are very fearful of change. They might be using their cover extensively because they have underlying conditions. And they don't like change. They don't like shopping around. So they've auto-renewed on these plans each year. Those people know now, PJ, they are going to have to shop around because those plans from renewals, it'll be phased in from the 1st of May, but these plans will now no longer be available. And to be fair, just to reassure your listeners straight away, VHI have other plans under the name of what they call advanced care. They have about 8 different advanced care schemes. Yeah. So will VHI be able to offer you a similar plan with similar benefits? The answer is yes, but it will also be similarly priced.
Yes.
So, you know, if you still are one of those people who doesn't want to make any change and wants to stay with VHI and doesn't want to engage and shop, yes, you will have an option from them. And if you do nothing, it'll roll over onto that VHI option. But my message now, PJ, to everybody is, look, if your plan is going to be withdrawn anyway, well, why not take the opportunity before you automatically accept the first offer VHI gives you? Why not look and see what else is out there? Because some of the savings are huge. And that's not an exaggeration.
No, it's not. I remember the first time I moved, I was on Plan B for years. And I remember the first time I moved, in a single year, I saved over £1,000 it was back then.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, to give an example now, PJ, and once again, you know, this is not, I'm not encouraging people to switch away from VHI, but like, I think
we'll talk about that in a minute because there's a question I wanted to raise with you, but go on. Yeah,
like to give an example. So, you know, why are these plans so expensive? It's because they've been on the market over 30 years. So they've been hit by every increase that comes in each year. And that's why they're so expensive. So if you look at some of the other options, and particularly, look, Laya Healthcare and Irish Life, you know, have a fantastic suite of products. But Laya in particular have a range of alternatives where you will keep your full cover for hip replacements and knee replacements and cataract removal, which is what these plans all do from VHI. But some of the Laya plans like start from 1,800 right up to 2,370. And like they have plans like Power and Momentum, which have only been launched to the market maybe in the last 2 to 3 years. So, you know, if somebody can save €1,000, and by the way, be covered for the same public and the same private hospital like the Bonds in Cork and the Mater Private in Cork, and still be covered for a private room and still be fully covered for their hips, knees and shoulders and so on, and potentially a retired couple may be saving anything from €1,000 to €2,000. Like, PJ, why wouldn't you look at that before you automatically roll over?
A couple of things come up with that, Dermot. Let's go through them one by one. First of all, VHI was always sort of the big daddy of them all. And the fear that people had, I say had because I don't know if it still exists, but the fear that people had was, well, I've been with VHI so long now, And if I have to go into the bonds or the matter private to have something done, I know it's covered under VHI. Now, there's Leia or somebody else offering me a policy for €1,000 less or several hundred euro less. What if I go into the bonds and they tell me, oh, no, we don't take that insurance? Is that going to happen?
No, that won't happen. So let me just reassure everybody on a number of points, and then I'll tell people how they engage to make sure that, you know, those questions just or that scenario never arises. So the legislation is very protective of people. So in the legislation, you get full credit for all the time you spent with any other insurance company. So if I'm 20 or 30 years with VHI and I switch to an equivalent plan with somebody else, there is no break in my cover whatsoever. I'm on cover immediately. All my existing conditions, you know, my diabetes, my epilepsy, my arthritis, my heart condition, everything will be covered with the new insurance company with no break whatsoever. That's enshrined in the legislation. So here's the thing, PJ. Let's just say one of your listeners now is interested in maybe checking out some of those alternatives. All they do is they phone the other insurance company. And by the way, they should do this with VHI as well before they just roll over onto whatever plan VHI are offering them, because their existing plan will cease to exist. But when they speak with the other insurance company, they tell them what plan they currently have. They tell them how long they've been on it. They tell them what their current medical history is. They disclose everything. So, and the key question to ask that insurance company is, look, for example, I'm on Health Plus Extra with VHI, which is the OB options. What's your closest equivalent plan to that scheme that's either the same price or less expensive? And now the person you're speaking to will have to basically recommend a plan, because they know their system automatically has all this worked out, has everything mapped. And then the next question is, okay, now that you're, you know, there is a plan there that potentially is attractive to me, now explain to me, how does that plan compare to what I currently have? In other words, what stays the same? What am I losing? What am I gaining? And to be fair, PJ, to the insurance companies, VHI and all of them, they know they have to give people full information. They know that people are going to rely on the details that are provided. They're going to make a decision based on that. They know that those calls are recorded. So if they don't give full information, or somebody, there's any ambiguity, or they give wrong information, you know, then the insurance company will have to pay. So, for example, if I'm in Cork and I want to go to the bonds and I want my private room, you know, does that new plan cover a private room in the bonds? Yes or no? And if I have existing conditions that are currently being treated currently under my VHI policy, will all of these procedures, you know, my colonoscopies, everything, my MRI scans, will they still be covered under this new plan? And PJ, the people who go through that process and spend that 30 minutes on the phone, people often would say to me, why didn't I do this sooner? Like, yeah, there's no gaps, you know. Okay, I won't be able to use the VHI Swiftcare clinics, but I can use the Leia new Quickcare clinic, which will be built in Cork shortly, or I can go to the Affidia clinics. You know, will I be covered for the same MRIs? Absolutely. But I'll have to go to the MRI centres that are covered by Irish Life or by Leia and not by VHI.
There's a bit of work in the switching. I was going to get to that, Dermot. And we all know what it is like changing your electricity or changing your gas. You go into a site like Bonkers and you put in a few numbers and all the magic happens. There are a couple of comparison sites that do health insurance. But is there any magic way to make it happen like that, where everything happens for you?
No, there isn't. And I would urge caution here now. Yes, there are comparison websites there. So there's the Health Insurance Authority website, but the Health Insurance Authority are not allowed to give any advice to customers whatsoever or to consumers. They're allowed to provide information, and their comparison site is very useful, but it's useful. It is your starting position. You should never make any decisions based on any comparison website, because there's loads of things that are not included in those comparisons, and they won't give you answers to those specific questions. That if, you know, if I'm in my 60s or 70s and I'm using my cover, I want to speak to somebody who's going to tell me, am I covered, yes or no? And that's why it's very important that you always engage directly. No matter what plan, you know, I throw out or you see on a comparison site, never buy off those sites without engaging with your insurance company and having that conversation with them. Like, for example, PJ, even for your listeners now who would prefer to stay with VHI, and I fully appreciate that a lot of people don't like change. So VHI are going to write out to these people to say, here's the plan we're recommending. But I would say to everybody, you need to phone VHI and say, I have your recommendation. Now tell me. Yeah, and by the way, VHI will have all of their claims on the system in front of them when you speak to them on the phone. And the question is, okay, you have all of my previous claims there. If I just roll over on this new plan you're offering, will all those claims be covered to the exact same degree as they were on my current plan? Yes or no? And that agent will have to go down and check everything and confirm to you and give you that reassurance. So, you know, you don't want to take any chances with health insurance. What I would say to everybody, though, is you have to shop around now because your current plan is being discontinued. So, and by the way, as well, PJ, for once again, for your older listeners, and I speak with these people all the time, and I know they are worried about making the wrong decision. They are worried about maybe any, you know, reduction in their cover. They know it's very expensive, but they are willing to pay the premium. But you know what I would say to them? Don't, you know, get your son, your daughter, get a neighbor, trusted friend, get a broker, get somebody who's used to engaging with the insurance companies, who knows all the policies, who's used to dealing with them on the phone and asking the awkward questions, and who's used to the jargon and is not put off by, you know, confusing terminology and so on. Get them to sit beside you and to do the work for you. Because, look, it's too important to get wrong, number one. Number two, yes, VHI have a whole range of alternatives there that are definitely worth looking at. But if you can save a lot of money and still keep really, really good cover in place, I just think that's an opportunity, especially in today's world when costs are going to the roof.
Okay.
The potential savings too big to miss, PJ.
Let me ask you a question. I know I've asked you this before, and I keep waking up thinking it's going to change. And it's this, Dermot. And it's something that people don't believe you when you tell them for the first time. Let us imagine that you have a friend or a relative who works for a big company with a big corporate discount. Is it true that if I can get the name of their plan by code number or whatever it is and ring up the company and say, I want plan X, I must get it?
Absolutely. That's enshrined.
People don't actually believe that, you know.
Yeah. No, and to give an example now, so I know we're focusing on the people, let's just say, who are going to have to go out and reselect cover now. But just to give an example right now of some of the really good semi-private corporate plans in the market right now, and they all cost around 1,500 euro. So, like, well, VHI have the Company Plan Plus Level 1.3, 1,540. Leia Healthcare have the Inspire Plus, which is also 1,540. And Irish Life, in fact, Irish Life's plans, Irish Life Health, their plans right now are particularly attractive because the other two have just had very significant price increases. So Irish Life have a plan called Health Guide 2, which is currently priced at 1,420. Now, PJ, they are three fantastic semi-private corporate plans that, yes, they're designed for the companies and the company paid sector, but any consumer, whether they're 25 or 75, if you phone up the insurance company and ask for that plan by name, no issue whatsoever, they will give it to you because that's the law. So absolutely, you are correct. And look, there's a whole range of corporate plans. I mean, VHI have some really good corporate schemes, but if I go back to this group now who are being impacted by these changes, most of VHI's corporate plans have a 20% shortfall on hips, knees, shoulders.
There is that as well, you see. You need to watch that for yourself.
Exactly.
I just wanted to bring up that question.
Be very careful.
I keep thinking some government's going to change it. We've had a call, Dermot, from someone who used to sign people up for health insurance, and I'm only quoting what was said on the phone here now. He claims they had three or four packages that they had to sell and that there was code words, so that someone on the phone that you've picked up to ask questions of, that they're pre-primed to sell you certain things.
No, do you know, the way I'd put it like this, PJ, just think of it. So this is a game when you engage with the insurance companies, okay? So imagine you get through to a call center and like you're going to speak to, you know, some young person in that call center. Do they know all 100 plans that their insurance company has? No, they don't. They probably know a handful. So they are working off their quotation system. And what happens is with all the insurance companies, when you tell them what plan you have and they put it into their quotation system, their system is designed to suggest or prompt the agents to offer you a select number of plans. And yes, you know, those selected plans, those default schemes, often they are not the corporate plans. And that's why, once again, Peter, it's how you engage with the insurance company. So, for example, when I get somebody to phone up the insurance companies, you know, what is the, well, I want you to show me the closest equivalent plan to what I currently have. Here's my budget.
Yeah.
So I want you basically to only show me plans within that budget. And here's the real one. I want you to look across all your plans. I don't care whether they're corporate, consumer, you know, every plan that you have, because you know what they are and I don't.
Yeah,
and
there's definitely a way to do it. Yeah. This man is claiming to us, we might talk to him tomorrow, but he's claiming that workers would be docked money of their wages if they told older people about packages that were might have suited them better, but were not the ones they were pushing. That they were pushing plans.
No, completely incorrect, PJ.
Yeah.
No, can I just rule that out now, PJ, completely? Absolutely. I have no idea where that's coming from. I'd say there's some confusion there, but let me just be very clear in this. Every plan on the market is available to every consumer. The prices are set centrally. So there's no, there is a discount of 10% on certain plans for large company schemes. That is it by law. There's no other creative way to get it, less expensive. And go back to what you said, PJ, at the very start. If you find out the name of a corporate plan, okay, and by the way, they're all on this HIA site, but there's nearly 350 of them. But if you find out the name of a plan and you think that suits me, once you phone the insurance companies by law with the name of the plan, they will automatically put it into their system and they will offer you that plan and they'll take it through. And so just to be very clear, there's no, let's just say, I really don't know whether that could be another insurance, but absolutely that doesn't apply in health insurance.
So when you talk to someone at the end of the phone, ask for what you want, you must get it, and don't let them push anything on you.
Exactly, and keep them on the phone until you get the answers. You know, people will say to you, maybe one last quick one, PJ, they'll often say, well, look, Dermot, rather than keeping you on the phone, I'll post everything out to you. No, keep them on the phone, get them to answer all your questions, and then get them to send on the information to you. It'll be the best 30 minutes you ever spend, because you could be saving up to €1,000 per adult.
All right, thank you very much, and we'll talk again, no doubt. Dermot Good, Total Health Cover. Thanks, Dermot. 0818 96 96 96. That is an absolute humdinger, though, that's been there for years. If your son or daughter is working for a big company and the company offers them health insurance, get the name of the plan and the whole family can have it. You, Nana, can have it.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.